Welcome to the Harmonia Podcast, where we dig through mounds of new releases to bring you the very best from the exciting world of early music. I'm Bernard Gordillo, and this week's edition features three different recordings of Vivaldi's bassoon music with virtuosos Franz Berghaut, Sergio Azzolini, and Michael McCraw. One of Antonio Vivaldi's favorite instruments. We can deduce as much from the 39 concertos he wrote for it, not to mention the many chamber works calling for bassoon in both prominent and subservient roles. With so much music coming from one composer, it seems natural that bassoonists would also consider Vivaldi's music important for both performing and recording. The latest CD on the block affirms such a notion. Released on the Etc. label, Dutch bassoonist Franz Berghaut and the ensemble La Suave Melodia offer an energetic program of concertos and chamber works. To another notable recording of Vivaldi's bassoon music, a 2004 Opus 111 release with bassoon soloist Sergio Azzolini. There is one question that begs asking when talking about Vivaldi's works for bassoon. Did he have a muse? Well, he must have, yet no one really knows who it might have been. Possibly a student at the Venetian orphanage where Vivaldi taught for many years. Sergio Azzolini's 2004 recording also features a few of the composer's concertos for oboe, including one for bassoon and oboe with Hans-Peter Westermann. The third recording brings us the American virtuoso Michael McCraw and the ensemble Musica Pacifica on the Dorian Sono Luminous record label. Vivaldi's music isn't popular with bassoonists because there's a lot of it to choose from. In fact, he knew how to write for it. He makes it speak, sing, laugh, and cry. It's a bonus, then, to find a performer who can not only bring out Vivaldi's music, but add a bit of themselves to the picture. Michael McCraw is one such virtuoso, who has been performing his music for over 3 decades. The latest collaboration with Musica Pacifica will surely become a benchmark, against which future performances and recordings will be measured. This has been the Harmonia Podcast. Join us next week when we'll present another new release from the exciting world of early music. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website, where you can find information about how to purchase the recording you've just heard and listen to other recent Harmonia shows and podcasts. Find us online at harmonia.indiana.edu.